Hi guys, welcome to English for You. It's Pat here again.
And Jeffrey.
And we're going to now today look at the second day of the Underwater Okavango article. And this is a show that's on Discovery TLC, and it examines a river in the country of Botswana in Africa, and how everything changes when the river floods and interesting things happen.
And at the end of day one, the article started to get into some of the incredible creatures, the animals that are living in this river. And we're going to continue with that in day two, but some of these animals are even bigger, and they're above the water too. So there's a lot that takes place above and below the water.
Yeah, we saw a lot of big fish and crocodiles being talked about yesterday. So it'll be nice to look at some other animals that we can find in Botswana. All right, so let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
Underwater Okavango.
Not all of the action on Underwater Okavango takes place under the surface. Case in point is the Jacana bird, whose home is always on the move. The bird's huge feet allow it to hop along the river on floating plants to eat insects. But these birds have to stay busy because the plants sink after a few seconds. The channels of the floodwaters are actually created by the larger species of the area. Hippos trample and eat their way through reeds, creating hippo highways. Some herds of elephants travel 100 kilometers just for a bath in the Okavango. Lions don't like to play in the water, but they do take notice of any baby elephants that wander too far from their mothers. Staying alive in the crowded environment of the Okavango is no walk in the park. As much as the river provides a pulse of life, it also creates an arena of deadly competition. Watch TLC's Underwater Okavango to learn more about this amazing river habitat.
The article begins. Not all of the action on Underwater Okavango takes place under the surface. Okay, the surface is the top part of water in an ocean or swimming pool, anything like that. Case in point is the Jacana bird, whose home is always on the move.
Interesting. Okay. So here the phrase case in point actually means here is an example. Here's an example we can use, okay? So if we were talking about, you know, Taiwan is full of delicious night markets, case in point, Shilin Night Market. It's one of the biggest and one of the best.
Okay, and this bird's home is always on the move, which means always moving. So, for example, the traveling businessman is always on the move, traveling from city to city. Of course, a river is always moving.
Mm.
And as this bird makes its nest on a river plant that's just floating on the surface of the water, its home is always going down the river.
Okay, I think you saw this show, Jeffrey. So what is a Jacana bird? What does it look like?
Well, it has really large feet, and it's very active. It has to be, because it jumps around a lot, but it's quite large.
You
could think it's like a heron or something.
Right, what color is it?
It's black and white.
Okay.
And there's something remarkable about the bird is its feet, as the article says. The bird's huge feet allow it to hop along the river on floating plants to eat insects.
Okay, so hop, when we talk about people, we usually mean kind of jumping on one leg. We can kind of hop on the spot, would be holding one leg up and just kind of jumping and bouncing on one leg. So I guess this bird kind of just uses two legs, both its legs, to do just kind of little jumps, little hops from one of these floating plants to another, looking for insects to eat. How big are its feet?
Well, they're probably the biggest bird feet you've ever seen.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
But these birds have to stay busy, and they do, because the plants that they jump on will sink after a few seconds. So these plants are like islands floating down the river, But it's just like a big leaf.
Okay.
So if you stand on it for too long, it starts to sink down.
Yep. Sink here, S-I-N-K, means go underwater. So like a ship could sink, which means the ship's on the top, on the surface. And if it sinks, verb, it means it goes under. So the article continues talking about some other animals. It says, the channels of the floodwaters are actually created by the larger species of the area. So here the word channels, C-H-A-N-N-E-L-S, channels, here is a passageway of water. Sometimes a person could make a channel, kind of means like driving or digging a path through the earth for the water to go through. So we could say also like a channel through snow. If there was a huge heap of snow and you made a path through it, that could be a channel. And in fact, the water between England and France is known as the English Channel. I guess it's a long, straight area of water that ships can move up and down. So it's kind of like a water road.
Isn't there a tunnel now that goes under the channel?
Yeah, we call it the channel tunnel, and you can, it's dug right under the water, and you just get in a train in London, and you end up in Paris in just a few hours. It's really convenient.
All right. Well, these channels of the floodwater, so they're actually like branches that come off the main river.
Okay.
They're created by the larger species. Now, species, spelled S-P-E-C-I-E-S, means one unique kind of living organism, that is a plant or an animal. So, for example, all dogs are actually one species.
Okay.
Although there are many kinds of dogs, they are all one species.
Okay.
And that's why you could take a little brown dog and a big, you know, black dog, and they could have puppies
together.
So they
can still have babies, that's right.
Right, but something like a zebra and a horse, they're actually, even though they look similar, they're not really the same species. They would not get along very well.
Okay, I have seen a like a horse with zebra stripes, a picture of one. So maybe they can. I think it's called a zorse.
Well, maybe they just painted it and they tricked you.
No way. I don't believe that. Well, anyway, let's find out about some of these large species. So the first one mentioned is hippos, hippopotamus. So it says, hippos trample and eat their way through reeds, creating hippo highways. So, of course, this hippo is this big, heavy, huge animal, and it tramples, which means it kind of crushes, smashes its way through. Anything in its way is just trampled under its feet. It's crushed under its feet. And it, and the thing it mentions here that gets trampled are reeds. Reeds are tall, thin plants you often find next to a river. And that creates a hippo highway. So what's a highway, Jeffrey?
Well, highways are the roads that allow cars to travel at high speeds across a city or country. So if you're trying to go from the northern tip of Taiwan to the southern tip, and you want to do it as fast as possible in your car, you won't take these small roads. You'll get on the big highway. It allows you to go much faster.
I see. So these hippos create these roads for themselves, like hippo highways. So it's like, this is a hippo road. A hippo made it, and they will keep using it.
Right. And I don't think the hippos really think about, you know, helping everybody else out. They just want to eat the reeds and other things, because hippos don't eat other animals.
Okay. That's good to know, because those are big.
So it's kind of an accident that they create these channels. They actually make the shape of the underwater Okavango ecosystem, the environment. These big hippos just trample and eat their way through it.
Cool. Another animal is mentioned in the next sentence. It says, some herds of elephants travel 100 kilometers just for a bath in the Okavango. So here we see a herd of elephants. Herd, H-E-R-D, is a special word for a group of elephants. So we'd say a herd of elephants. And there are also lots of other group names for different animals. Let's kind of try and think of a few. We can also say a herd of cows, for example.
I know that a group of fish is called a school of fish.
Okay. We mentioned wolves yesterday, so a pack of wolves, we could say.
And usually small things like ants or bees is mm-hmm. a swarm of bees
yeah.
or a colony of ants.
Yeah, and most birds we would say a flock of birds, a flock of swans, but we also use flock for sheep.
Yeah, there are so many words to talk about groups of animals. It's actually hard to keep track of all of them.
Yeah, some of them have very special and unusual ones, like crows, these black birds that you see. A group of crows is called a murder, which is an interesting way of putting it.
That's pretty dark. I've always liked a pride of lions.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's the king of the jungle, so mm-hmm. he has lots of pride.
And mentioning lions, that takes us to our next sentence, which is, lions don't like to play in the water, but they do take notice of any baby elephants that wander too far from their mothers.
Ooh, that's danger. Okay.
So they'll eat them.
They take notice. So taking notice means, you know, it comes from notice, and it mm-hmm. means you see something that's happening. So they just hang out next to the water. Mm-hmm. They don't like to go swimming. The lions, that is.
Mm-hmm.
But if some little baby elephant starts to walk away far from its mother, the lions will see it.
Wow.
And they will take advantage, to use a phrase from day one.
Yeah. The word we saw here is wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, wander. So to wander means just kind of to walk around without any real plan, without kind of thinking about where you're going. You're not going, okay, I am here, I need to go there, what's the quickest way? You're just sort of walking here, walking there. For example, you could wander around a city. The group of friends wandered around the city and found some interesting restaurants. They weren't going anywhere in particular, they were just looking around, seeing what they liked.
So, if a baby elephant wanders too far from its mother, how could a lion take advantage of this situation?
Well, I guess the lionesses, that's the female ones, they do a lot of the hunting. They would probably surround it, make sure the mother can't get it back, and when they've got lions on every side, they just jump on it and bring it down and eat it.
Right. Lions are considered to be at the very top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
They will eat anything they can.
Yep. Nothing really eats lions, so lions are at the top.
Well, as you can tell, this situation in the underwater Okavango is not safe for humans or really any animals.
Yeah.
And the article says so. It says, staying alive in the crowded environment of the Okavango is no walk in the park. Okay, staying alive means the opposite of being dead.
Yeah.
Alive means not dead.
Mm.
You spell it A-L-I-V-E. So here's an example. Even after crashing his car, rolling down a mountain, and falling in a river, the man was still alive.
That's impressive.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah. So we also see the phrase, no walk in the park. So this is an unusual idiom. A walk in the park is something that is easy. Because let's face it, taking a walk through a park on a nice day in the sun isn't too difficult. It's very easy. So if we describe something as a walk in the park, it's easy. For example, if you had a very simple test and you'd studied hard, you can be confident and say, this test will be a walk in the park. It'll be easy. I'll have no problems. It's also today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and listen to the recording.
Shortcut for you.
Are you ready for your band show this weekend?
Yep, we've been practicing every day.
Are you nervous at all?
No, it will be a walk in the park for me.
The park? I thought you were playing on the stage.
Right, but a walk in the park means something will be very easy.
I got it. Walk in the park is 简单的事.
Exactly. This show will be really easy for us because we're so prepared and professional. By the way, are you coming to the show?
I'm afraid not.
Why not?
My home is far from here. Going to your concert is no walk in the park.
So welcome back. So the article continues. As much as the river provides a pulse of life, it also creates an arena of deadly competition.
So the river gives water and allows all these animals to live, but it also creates this situation, this arena of deadly competition, where they're all fighting to take advantage of the water.
Exactly. And if you want to see more, then watch TLC's Underwater Okavango to learn more about this amazing river habitat. A habitat is just an area where different animals live. It's their kind of their home. All right, so that is the end of today's article. So let's move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what is your favorite wild animal and why? So Jeffrey, what's it going to be?
Well, my favorite wild animal is not that big or scary, but it is deadly.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite animal is the poison dart frog.
What?
And these are tiny little frogs that live in the rainforest in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably seen a picture of one of them because they're very brightly colored.
Oh, are they like red and blue or something?
Yeah, bright red, bright green. They're quite beautiful, actually. But they are covered in poison. So actually some people even use the skin of these frogs to put on bows and arrows to use as poison when they go hunting.
Wow.
But I really like them because I think they look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think poison skin, it's a downside. It means I'll never have one as a pet.
True.
But no matter what, I think they're just an interesting wild animal.
They sure are.
So how about you? What is your favorite wild animal and why?
Well, I'm going to go for something that's really big. It's the rhino or rhinoceros. And these are these really great big things with a horn on their nose and the thick skin that just kind of, you find them in mostly in Africa, but also in Asia. And they just stomp around and they're just... I love the fact that they're so big and powerful. It's like if a tank could be real and alive, then a rhino would be a tank.
I don't think you could have your favorite animal as a pet either.
No, but I would love to ride on one day. I've ridden on the back of an elephant and I've ridden on a camel. But a rhino would be the absolute perfect thing just to ride down the road. I don't think anyone is going to get in your way.
I would not get in your way. So what do you out there think about this question? What's your favorite wild animal and why? And I guess we will leave today with that question.
Yep, you guys have a think and chat amongst yourselves, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Underwater Okavango.
Not all of the action on Underwater Okavango takes place under the surface. Case in point is the Jacana bird, whose home is always on the move. The bird's huge feet allow it to hop along the river on floating plants to eat insects. But these birds have to stay busy because the plants sink after a few seconds. The channels of the floodwaters are actually created by the larger species of the area. Hippos trample and eat their way through reeds, creating hippo highways. Some herds of elephants travel 100 kilometers just for a bath in the Okavango. Lions don't like to play in the water, but they do take notice of any baby elephants that wander too far from their mothers. Staying alive in the crowded environment of the Okavango is no walk in the park. As much as the river provides a pulse of life, it also creates an arena of deadly competition. Watch TLC's Underwater Okavango to learn more about this amazing river habitat.
Vocabulary Review.
On the move. The cowboy doesn't own a house because he is always on the move. Channel. There are many channels coming off from the main body of the river. Species. Scientists sometimes find new species in the jungle or deep in the sea. Highway. Once drivers get on the highway, they may go much faster than they can on city roads. Wander. The two friends wandered around the city with no plan. Alive. Dinosaurs have not been alive for millions of years.